Next Thursday, we have our 6th annual Cook Institute for Entrepreneurship, and this is our annual event to tell everybody why entrepreneurship is so important. And we have Scott Dorsey, former CEO of Exact Target and co-founder, and now he's the managing director of a venture fund called High Alpha out of Indianapolis, and he's an IU grad. Great guy, certainly one of our star tech entrepreneurs, and he'll be here Thursday, September 22nd at the Bloomington Convention Center.
Give the folks some of the other folks who have been at this, the keynote speaker, so they can see the range of what you guys have brought in to talk about entrepreneurship and how important it is to our community.
Oh yeah, we've had lots of great people. I mean, we tried to find people who were close to the Cook family when we first got this started. We have the Cook name on our entrepreneur program, obviously, to celebrate what they've done for Bloomington.
Well, and they know a couple people too. That doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. Yeah, so we tried to find Hoosiers, who have a good story to tell. And we started off years ago with John Mutz, former lieutenant governor, and he's had multiple businesses. He was a big owner of the Burger Chef franchise.
Yes,
if you remember the Burger Chef.
I do.
Amongst many other things that he's done. We've had Mickey Maurer, the Maurer School of Law is named after him, Indianapolis businessman, philanthropist. We've had Pat Miller from Vera Bradley up in Fort Wayne. We've had Jeff Smolian from MS Communications out of Indianapolis. Last year we had Matt Ferguson from CareerBuilder.com, a Bloomington native, and it just keeps rolling. We get great people to come in and talk about why entrepreneurship is important and how their story kind of led from something small to something big. And
ties with the state, too. I think that's important as well. It's just you're not pulling some guy from the speaking circuit to come in and do this. There are people that believe in Indiana, and I think that's part of the mission at Ivy Tech as well. You're educating the people of the state for this workforce.
Absolutely. I think that's what resonates with our students. I can bring in Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, but nobody relates to him here. Mark's students are like, tell me somebody who started something simple that I can get my head around, and use that as an example. And that really resonates with our crowd a little bit better.
Now, in addition to having the dinner where the speaker is going to be, you have an event afterwards, which is this intrigues me. Explain the event afterwards.
Yeah, so there's we're calling it a startup lounge. It's the first time we've ever done it. And there's a national group called Tech Cocktail, and they host these, groups host them around. It's just kind of a networking meeting of kind of the tech community, entrepreneurs, startup types. If you want to come in there and throw an idea around and talk to some people, it's a great place to go do that. So we kind of partner with the Humanetrics Foundation. This is a group that puts on the Combine and the Verge events in town.
Yeah.
They're big involved in Startup Weekend. So they're kind of right in the middle of the startup scene. And they said, we'd like to do something this year. They knew we had Scott coming. And we said, why don't we do something together? And then after our event is immediately done, there'll be a startup lounge, a free event in the room next door. They'll have 8 or 9 startups from the local area primarily talking about what they're doing with their business, what they're trying to do, what they need to kind of get going, and anybody can come out. We're hoping a lot of the students from, the Kelly School Informatics at IU, maybe Ivy Tech students, some of the, kind of business community might want to come in and see what people are working on. And, it's just kind of a fun way to bring people together and focus on, hey, let's build some more businesses.
Let me throw something at you, Steve. What is an entrepreneur? I got an idea, and I've thought about doing this, and I got a little bit of money. Am I an entrepreneur?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
I think if you ask 25 people what the word entrepreneur means, most of them wouldn't understand it to begin with, but you get a different answer from every one of them. It's somebody who's taking the risk and putting their money on the line to do something to make some dough.
And how do you interface with these people? What are you providing as a service that Ivy Tech's doing for these people?
Yeah, well, our Cook Center for Entrepreneurship was set up to help our students first, kind of get an academic program where they can learn about how to start a business or grow it, because some of our students already have them, and try to do it the right way and learn from people who've kind of been there, done that, and some of them not so successfully. No better way to do it. Additionally, we provide free consulting, and we do this in partnership with the Small Business Development Center. Troy Phelps, who runs our local office, he's housed in our office as an Ivy Tech employee now. We host them. We also have a staff here that provides free consulting. So really it's just sitting down with somebody and saying, what are you trying to achieve? And 80% of the time it's the same questions. I just haven't done this before. I don't even know what to ask. Where do I begin? And we run through a litany of those things. And then many times we get somebody who's already got a business going, and they're trying to figure out how to keep it in business and grow.
So you pair them up with folks, you give them the roadmap, all that's included?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, probably the biggest part of what we do is answer a lot of questions to get people to decision-making faster and then connect them with people they need to meet.
How do I connect with you? If I'm one of these people that's sitting here, I think I have an idea, I don't know where to start, how do I make the connection to you folks?
Well, we have a website where you can find, you can Google the Cook Institute for Entrepreneurship or the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship will come up, or Google Ivy Tech Bloomington, we're in there. Or you can contact our office at 812-330-6261 and set up an appointment, or, you know, contact us for more information. And again, we're part of a lot of programs in town. You know, we help bring Lemonade Day to town with the city and the county and the Boys and Girls Clubs. We're a big part of Startup Weekend. You know, we were part of the Make Mention that was here going on a couple of Saturdays ago. So, you know, we're kind of right in the middle of all of those, you know, kind of fun business assistance events. And we
just
to do more of those.
And just to clear up any confusion, I don't need to be a student at Ivy Tech to use this service, correct?
Not at all. No, we have many IU students who come over here because we provide, you know, kind of consulting on some of the things that they don't over there at the university.
Now, you also have classes for entrepreneurs.
Right. We have six classes that we offer in either standalone classes or in a certificate. You can get six classes and basically walk out with your business pretty well vetted and a plan in hand, and that's kind of the goal when we created it based on what we looked at some other colleges. And it's going really well. We have we have 50 or 60 students here that are kind of involved in the program in one way or another, but the growth has been statewide. We've been working with some of the other campuses to grow the program, and it has literally tripled in the last two semesters to 200 students statewide. And that's just new campuses offering classes for the first time that they've never done before.
Steve, it's incredible. There's plenty of resources there, and folks of all walks of life can get involved and use them. Why? It helps the community, helps people grow, it helps provide jobs. Give us the phone number one more time.
Yeah, 812-330-6261.
Now, we talk about tickets for your event coming up next week, but we can't.
Yeah. tickets are $60, and that's, you know, again, it's a fundraiser for
any,
us.
Do you have any left?
Hurry up and get them.
We have a few left, yeah. We've got about 30 or 32 tables sold. That's quite a crowd already. I haven't seen the numbers on any individuals, but we can still...
If you call today, you get to sit on Keith's lap. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Steve, great job as always. We appreciate the information, and best of luck with your event coming up.
All right, guys. Have a great day.